I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia observed a day of mourning Sunday following a deadly attack on a music venue in Moscow, a suburb of Moscow that Islamic State took credit for, an assault that killed 137 people. VOA's Arash Arabasadi brings us more.
It all started Friday at Crocus City Hall, a suburban Moscow music venue where gunmen stormed the building with automatic weapons and, according to Russian investigators, then used a flammable liquid to set the facility ablaze. Authorities say they've detained 11 people suspected in the attack, bringing them to the Russian Investigative Committee headquarters in Moscow. Little was left of Crocus City Hall by the time rescue workers began digging through debris. U.S. officials have said the Islamic State terror group's Afghan affiliate, known as Islamic State Khorasan, was behind the attack. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Israel signaled openness on Sunday to allowing the return of Palestinians displaced from the northern Gaza Strip as part of a truce, an apparent accommodation of core demands of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The warring sides have stepped up negotiations, mediated by Qatar and Egypt, on a six-week suspension of Israel's offensive in return for the proposed release of 40 of the 130 hostages still held by the Palestinian militant group in Gaza. Polling stations in Senegal began closing on Sunday evening, and election workers started tallying ballots that would determine the country's fifth president. After a turbulent campaign season that saw the election delayed and politicians released from prison, at stake is the potential end of a regime that has seen economic hardship, failed to alleviate economic hardship in one of West Africa's most coup-hit areas. This is VOA News. Ireland is poised to get its youngest ever premier as Simone Harris is elected the leader of the country's governing party. Simon Harris, rather. AP correspondent Karen Chavez reports.
Harris will replace Leo Varadkar, who announced his surprise resignation last week. Harris, who's been the coalition government's further and higher education minister, was the only candidate to put his name forward to succeed Varadkar. Varadkar himself had been Ireland's previous youngest prime minister. In his victory speech, Harris said this was a moment for Fine Gael to reconnect with the people. Karen Chavez, London.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is due in a New York court for a key hearing in his hush money case after late evidence delayed the start of the trial. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump's hush money case in New York is set for a crucial hearing on Monday. That's when a judge will weigh in on when the former president will go on trial. Trump has pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records, but prosecutors say he did it as part of an effort to protect his 2016 presidential campaign by burying stories of an extramarital affair. Jury selection was set to start Monday, but was postponed after tens of thousands of pages of records from a previous federal investigation made their way to the defense. Trump's lawyers say this warrants a case dismissal or at least a delay by 3 months. Julie Walker, New York.
Brazil police arrested three people on Sunday, including a federal lawmaker and a former police chief accused of planning and ordering the 2018 murder of a Rio de Janeiro city council member and her driver. Brazil's justice minister told a news conference the arrests close a six-year-old case that offered a new look at how organized crime has infiltrated public institutions in Rio. Federal police arrested a congressman, his brother, who's a counselor on the Rio de Janeiro State Audit Court, and a former Rio police chief. The two brothers ordered the 2018 hit while the police chief helped with planning and later worked to sabotage the investigation, the federal police investigation found. Ecuador's youngest mayor and a staffer were found shot dead in a car early on Sunday, said police in the South American country, which is in the grips of a wave of violence that authorities blame on drug trafficking. National police said they were investigating the deaths of the 27-year-old mayor of San Vicente and her communications director after the discovery of their bodies. Both had suffered gunshot wounds, police said in a statement. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.